Welcome to YT Rant number 12.
Find a voice, turn your feet. Everybody fight for space. Learn to fall, settle in. Don't need to fight to win. Just move on. Just move on. Just move on. Just move on. Well, there's a price for all your sins, and there's a weight that pulls your skin. You do this 'cause it's how you'd like to be remembered. Now move on. Just move on. Just move on. Just move on.
Hi there, and welcome to IT Rant number 12. I think it's number 12. I'm never quite sure of the number. The need to IT rant again. It's been quite an interesting week. Certainly on the front of links with other schools. We seem to have developed quite a link with Alana Kay's podcast, which is based at the Appleby School in Richmond, near Nelson in New Zealand, which is, as we found in class, about 13,000 miles away. I came across Alana's podcast from her class, Motorua Classroom podcast, probably about 3-4 weeks ago, lurking away listening to their podcast with interest. Particularly good podcast because they not only have sound, but they use images as well, still images, which they capture using their Apple Mac technology. It's gone on over the last few weeks, and we've, developed it into what could be an interesting project. We've decided that we're going to send a travel buddy, our Teddy, which we named in class, Travelling Ted, the other day. Many, many choices of names, and they came up with that one. We've put him in a jiffy bag with some bits of information that the children have written, and he's ready basically to go off to New Zealand now within the next few days, once we can get him sealed and sent off. At the same time, a colleague of mine in school is very into geocaching and has bought a travel bug for the school, for our Eco Schools committee, which they're keen to send off travelling around the world. And we've had the idea that we'll link our school and the school in New Zealand using the travel bug. At the moment we're in discussions trying to sort out whether we, from our end, set him the task of getting to Appleby School in New Zealand from the UK and take him to a geocache and send him off on his journey and see how long he takes to get there. Or the other alternative, obviously, is to send him by post over to New Zealand and get some information about him there, follow him up on the internet, looking at where he's got to, and then actually track him all the way back home again via geocaching. But an interesting idea that we've got going, and I think it could develop into quite a link. Hopefully our travelling Ted, having had a chat with Alana, is something that they plan to send a cheap digital camera with Ted around to various places with the kids there to see how he gets on it during his journey. So that's certainly a developing link that we hope over the next couple of weeks will bear a lot of fruit. Following on from that, I had thinking about the world as a flat world or the world as a round world. I had a Skype conversation, not voiceover, but text messaging, as I hadn't got my headphones plugged in, with Alana this evening, where we were chatting just about education matters in general and what's happening in different parts of the world, what happens over there and what happens over here. We think maybe that up in the Northern Hemisphere we're very keyed into what's going on, but you look at the sort of technology that that schools in the Southern Hemisphere have, it's no wonder that there are some good podcasts coming out of the Southern Hemisphere. If you look at things like Rustly Radio, Room 1 podcast, Room 5 podcast, ITUCAM, which is another New Zealand-based podcast, as well as Alana's own podcast. There's a lot of stuff coming out from down there, down under, as they say. And a lot of that's due to the sort of technology that they're given. We'll break there, and then we'll come back to the discussion we had on Skype earlier this evening. During some of my conversation with Alana this evening, I was getting a bit green with envy when I hear about how in some parts of the world people, education districts decide that schools have to be upgraded and they're allowed to have Apple technology and wireless technology. And then I compare that with what's happening at the moment in South Wales. I was saying to Alana, currently I'm looking at making sure that even all our computers within the school are linked via a network back so that we can use curriculum software and pupils can store their work in one particular place rather than on 26 computers around the school, or sorry, 36 probably computers around the school. And then you hear of wireless network schools where they all have access to network all the time. And the other thing with that is we've just had to work into budget to spend on upgrading PCs, even to Windows XP from Windows 98. And again, you think in some parts of the world these things would be automatic, but we're having to work it out of whatever school budget we can find. I must admit, in the school development plan that we had, there's a £2,000 overspend, which is mainly on IT. So I immediately start feeling guilty that I've got to make sure I justify that overspend, that the IT has been bought properly. It puts extra pressure on the IT coordinator that I don't think should be there, because that sort of technology is stuff you should expect as the norm, not as the exception. I know it's, again, not a level playing field, because in parts of the country, even in the UK, there are schools that have access to this technology as a matter of course. They either are in the right place at the right time, or that sort of thing goes on. Another rant on Wales is we feel a little bit left out of all this because we don't seem to have those advantages and that sort of those sort of initiatives going on. Either that, or we've missed them, they've passed us by. But that's enough of me moaning. The technology actually works. Even with the limited technology we seem to have at our fingertips, we've still been able to communicate, listen to podcasts that have been produced, listen to audio, email, which again is available on Podomatic, and it's been great to listen to the audio email side. So we can't complain too much. It's still there. We'll have another piece of music, and then maybe I'll discuss, or certainly chat about K-12 online and some of the implications of what's been happening there as well.
Sing it, ahoo, yeah.
was very interesting to listen to David Warlick's pre-conference blog or video cast or whatever you want to call it earlier on this week. It was great to see all the different parts of the world, or David's world, that he actually videoed himself talking in. I think a lot of people have picked up on the little old ladies he caught when he was on the Greenway. It shows that, and I'm glad lots of other people, he actually left it in the final article that was produced, because it's quite fun watching how people interact with a person talking to themselves in the middle of nowhere, as a lot of us, I guess, that podcast feel. I must say, I'm quite excited at the thought of listening to what's going on, certainly from the point of view of how we can use and integrate the technology into classrooms. I take the point that Mr. Belshaw, I'll put a link to Mr. Belshaw's site on the show notes, but how he's said that here in Britain we sort of say, okay, yeah, this is what you're doing, go ahead. A lot of the stuff's taking part at strange times of the day for lots of people. And I take the point that what's happening in the States or over the water isn't always relevant. But I still think that it's good to hear people's views and to listen to what people plan on doing with the technology. I think it's going to be useful to hear people, certainly from the UK, like Ewan McIntosh, who's certainly doing one of the lectures. And it'd be good to hear their insight into how it works. I mean, I've seen a lot of Ewan's stuff and a lot of his work with the edgy bloggers and various other groups that are meeting in Scotland. So it will be interesting. I know we can be a bit sceptical about it, but I think it'll be something that'll be worth giving a listen to, hearing what's out there, what the possibilities are. And again, I know a lot of it'll be on the pedagogy of why we do it and what's the reason for it, and looking at it very deeply. I know I had a link from Terry Friedman, who was saying how we need to be very careful how we evaluate the technology and its uses. Is this something new, or is this just technology being used to do something in a different way? It's a fair point. Does anything actually ever change? So long as human beings are doing the communicating bit, how they communicate varies through the ages with whatever's the latest thing. Like, I guess they felt when Caxton's printing press was first invented, I reckon they probably thought this was the step forward into the new age. Same with the invention of radio, same with the invention of the television. All of these things mark a high water mark of people's thoughts on what's happening. And I guess with Web 2.0 technologies, it's the latest big thing. People think that's the be-all and end-all. But is it? Is it just another way of getting people to communicate with each other and a way of interacting as a species? I guess humans will always try and do that. I think the one possible positive thing is it certainly empowers, from an early age, boys to get involved in the technology, and it certainly involves a lot of collaboration in the technology, so they certainly got those sort of things going for it. I think we ought to not be too sceptical, but ought to give it a listen, give it a chance, and see where it can take us and what new avenues it can open up. And I'll hopefully, once the whole thing kicks off, I think it's on the 25th of October, but again, I'll put links to K12 online as soon as the whole thing kicks off. I think we need to be very thoughtful and mindful of what we say and how we evaluate what's going on out there. And I think it could be useful to take us forward. I probably, as the time comes to about 25 past 12 on Friday evening, when the glass of wine is gradually drifting downwards, probably ought to wrap up this rant, stop my whining voice, excuse me, glass of wine. That's better. Probably ought to pull this rant to a close and think about stitching it all together and posting it. So we'll finish with a piece of music and see you all again next time. This podcast is produced in Wales, lovely boy. Nos vaitha, good night. And here's a message from our sponsor.